Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Forma podcast from the Circe Institute Podcast Network, a podcast about the intersection of classical thought and contemporary culture, and the audio companion to Forma Journal. I'm Heidi White, managing editor of Forma Journal, and also, as always, an avid enthusiast of interesting people doing amazing things. And we certainly have a guest that fits that criteria here today. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking with Robert Bordens, the CEO and president of Classical Conversations. Robert is the Chief Executive Officer of Classical Conversations, a job that, as the website says, he was born into. I loved that. That's great, Robert. And Classical Conversations was started by Robert's mom. It's a family business. Many of you know of Lee Borton. She's been a guest here. She's a good friend of the Circe Institute and Forma Journal, and we just love her personally and professionally. And she is the founder of CC, and she decided first to homeschool her own four sons, and then decided, as a brave and homeschooling mom, to develop her own curriculum with Robert, who we have here today, who's her oldest son and was her first pupil.
Guinea pig.
The guinea pig, exactly. I'm an oldest child too. There's just some wonderful things about that. And, you know, there's a dark underbelly too. I'm just kidding. So from kindergarten through high school, Lee homeschooled Robert and his three younger brothers. And he is following in her footsteps and putting his own stamp on CC. He's appointed CEO of the family-owned company in 2012. And in the years since Robert Bordens became CEO of Classical Conversations, the company has grown by 300% and become the world's largest classical homeschooling organization. Robert is a member of the board of directors of Homeschool Now USA, the Carolinas Rugby Union, I love that, and the Clemson University Rugby Foundation Board. He's also a member of C12 Group, which is the largest professional development network of Christian CEOs and executives. And under Robert's leadership, Classical Conversations has been named a certified best Christian workplace by BCWI for 4 years in a row. And Robert and his wife, April, live in Southern Pines with their two young children, with a third on the way in May of 2020, coming soon.
Yes.
Stay tuned. And in his free time, Robert enjoys coaching rugby and playing golf. I also am a golfer, Robert. I'm not very good, and I probably could use your pointers, but I'm not going to derail the conversation, but I'm interested in that for future conversations. Well, at some
come on down. I'm not very good either, but I have fun.
That's exactly right. So, Robert, thank you for being here. It's an honor to have you here.
Oh, thank you. And I appreciate the introduction. It's very humbling and very excited about everything the Circe Institute has going on and just the great partnership we have with you all and just working hand in hand just to strengthen classical education, Christian education in the United States and around the world.
Absolutely. We're good friends. So, Robert, you are here to tell us all about a very exciting new initiative by Classical Conversations, or CC as we affectionately call it. So when I heard about this recently, I really was, and I'm not exaggerating, just a little bit tearful. I'm really grateful for what you're doing, and I want you to be the one to say it, not me, on the air. So please, Robert, tell us about the new program that CC is offering.
Yes, so very excited about our new program, and it's really designed around the idea that homeschooling moms and dads, of course, have so much that they've learned over the years and so much to give to society, but oftentimes when they become empty nesters, there's not a path for them, that there is this highly educated person, and there's not the an employer, you know, sees 20 years of homeschooling experience and doesn't really know how to translate that into what that person is actually worth to an organization. And of course, you know, classical education is all about preparing the mind and body as well for life. And we're not necessarily job oriented, but, you know, we do recognize that homeschooling parents made a economic sacrifice. We think it's one that we agree with, that we're making in our household. But the reality is that a lot of people want to go back to work after making that sacrifice and don't really have a path towards that. And so what we saw there was an opportunity to really honor mothers and fathers, just like the Bible tells us to do. And so we've come up with a partnership with Southeastern University to offer homeschooling parents who use classical conversations a master's degree in the arts of classical studies. Wow. And so they can do that. The work aligns with the work that's in classical conversations. So a lot of, you know, if the book you're reading is going to be in our catalog, it's going to be similar books or the same books that your students will have read or will be reading in the future or are reading now. And so it really honors the homeschooling mom and what she's doing and provides her a path forward after maybe she becomes an empty nester and wants to continue using all of these skills that she's learned over the years and benefit the rest of society.
Oh, I really love that. That is just so, so, so needed. So tell us, what prompted this master's program partnership? What needs are you filling it with it? Or put in another way, what gaps for moms and for the workforce are you attempting to fill with this program?
Right. So at Classical Conversations, we have about 130 employees. We're growing to about 140, and probably half or more are homeschooling moms that work full-time or part-time for us. And of course, we have our 600 or 700 1099 contractors, and 98% of them are homeschooling moms. So from a business perspective, it was just, these moms are so intelligent. They make our organization so efficient. It's just a joy working for them. I can't imagine any business not wanting them and not benefiting from hiring homeschool moms who've just spent, you know, 12 years or, you know, more or less educating their kids. And for moms, I just heard all the time, you know, from empty nesters, just, I don't know what to do, or, you know, I'm going to go get a minimum wage job at the library, or I'm going to serve in my church. And those are great things and things everyone should consider doing. But I just knew that there was so much more value that they could bring if the business world or if schools, right, would just recognize what's in front of them. And so really, of course, this accreditation, this master's degree program that they can get, it's just recognizing the work that they're already doing, but making them an economically viable, more economically viable candidate, and getting recognition that they really already deserve, and already are doing.
Right. Right. So I've, as a homeschooler myself for 7 years, a homeschooling mom and working part-time with the Searcy Institute, I've been a homeschool mom and been surrounded by homeschool parents. And I've often thought, Robert, I'm in the same boat as you, have often thought that the homeschooling mothers and fathers I know are the most vibrant, creative, steadfast, hardworking, just brilliant, humble, thoughtful people that I know. And in many cases, they are, as you pointed out earlier, the most educated, considering that they have dedicated their lives to the education of human souls. They're amazing people. So I want to hear more. What makes homeschool moms the next great generation of classical teachers and administrators? They very much tend to underestimate themselves. So what is it that you see in homeschool moms that you want to develop through this program?
Yeah, one of the things that I kind of share with people is the Wizard of Oz syndrome, where, you know, the Tin Man just wanted a heart, the Scarecrow wanted a brain, and the Lion wanted courage, and they already had it. But they felt like some great and powerful Oz, you know, needed to give it to them. And that's the thing with homeschool parents. They, as you mentioned, they already have all of these things. And really what this does, even if you don't do the program or aren't in the program yourself, is it really just says you are worth it. That Classical Conversations, Southeastern University have come together to make this opportunity available to you, and that you are capable. As far as, I mean, classical schools or even colleges, or just any sort of workforce, you know, maybe a training department in a Fortune 500 company, that these are people who've dedicated their lives, as you mentioned, to educating the human soul, to understanding what God has created and how to motivate them and how to educate them, that bringing that type of experience into your organization is going to make your organization that much stronger. It's going to make the work life for their coworkers that much better because they understand life, because they understand the human soul.
That's good. That's really good. Yeah. If there's one thing I know about homeschooling moms, it's that they give their lives selflessly to serve others. And as a result, they're incredible leaders. So as many moms head back into the workforce, empty nesting, whether kids are going to full-time school at some point, whatever reason we're making that change, how will this master's program equip them to serve and lead?
Well, that's a great question. And that's one of the first courses you actually take in this program is a leadership course. And So this is really just going to equip you in a way that really codifies what you're doing at home. But of course, you're having those conversations with a professor, with your classmates. And so it's giving you a forum to really hone those skills that you're already doing in a new way. And so I think as this will prepare them really to, one, have an updated resume so that they can, you know, not just, hey, I've been homeschooling for 20 years. You and I might read that and be like, yes, this is the person I want to teach my kids, right? Because they've got this wealth of experience. But that doesn't translate very well to even Christian schools, classical schools or colleges. And so this just really helps them be able to make that transition from being a homeschool mom and having a plan what to do on the next part of their life. And so, yeah, we're launching two classes this fall for our first 100 students. We've already had 57 people apply. And those are the, like I mentioned, Christian Education Leadership is going to be one of those first courses. And then those for who want a rhetorical track of world literature and classical canon. And so that would be a master's in English if you were pursuing that. So,
oh, I love that. Tell me more about the program. Tell us a little bit about the two tracks.
Yeah, well, there's actually going to be more than two tracks, but just starting off this fall, we're starting the English track. So if you're not wanting to do, and we're calling it rhetoric, but for the assessors or the SACs, you know, they don't have a rhetoric
track. The people
track,
so it's without called English. A classical education.
Yeah, so you'll get a master's in classical art of English, but of course we know that's rhetoric.
Sure.
And then we have a math track, a history, and that's called arithmetic and geometry. History, which we call harmonics. Language, which is Latin and grammar. Philosophy, which is going to be logic and dialectic. And then we're going to have a natural philosophy and research science track, as well as a pedagogy track called education.
Wow. This is exciting. The seven liberal arts.
Yes, all seven of them. It's exciting stuff. So that's what we wanted to do. I mean, and that's what we think is going to be beneficial, like you said, to the schools. I mean, if I was a classical school, which we hope more classical schools get created, that they're going to have these awesome homeschool moms who've just spent, you know, all this time educating souls, and now with a master's degree are going to be able to come in there and make a positive impact for them.
This is amazing. Okay, so I'm sure we have so many listeners gathered around their speakers right now. What are the requirements or prerequisites for this master's program?
Yes, so this is designed around the Classical Conversations curriculum. So it's for our families, for our customers. You'll have to have had a undergraduate degree, a BA or a BS degree. We are working with the university to try to come up with a plan for those who do not have one so that they could finish a BA degree and then could go into the master's program. So we're looking at a undergrad completion program that will probably not be ready in the next calendar year, but hopefully very soon after that is that. So you have to have at least one kid in classical conversations. There's not a, you don't have to take the GMAT or anything like that. You just have to be a dedicated homeschooler and a dedicated classical conversations family, because if you're not in CC, then like if you start and then leave, then you won't be able to continue on. So this is, it's aligned with our curriculum, and therefore, you know, and we know when you're in classical conversations, the different things that you are doing. So it's not really possible to accredit someone outside of our system, just because we don't have visibility on what they're doing on a regular basis.
Sure. Well, that makes sense. So one thing about homeschooling moms, we're not always very mobile. We've got kids, right? So yes. Is this something homeschooling parents can do remotely?
Yes. There will be some travel required, not for every class, not for every semester, but there will be different, like potentially 3-day and 5-day learning.
Vacations. Not vacations. Just kidding.
Learning vacations that you can tell your husband or wife that you have to go on. Uh-huh. So there will be, it'll be some, but it will be mostly done, through a online learning platform where you'll be turning in your papers and doing class discussion and things of that nature. But the main learning is just centered around what you're doing at your in your homeschool room or your kitchen, and that teaching that you're doing of your child, and then being able to express that in some manner that's approvable for a master's level program.
Right. Great. What about moms with a financial burden? Are there scholarship, loan options, financial aid?
Yes. So because of how it's currently set up, what we've tried to do is just make the program as cost effective as possible. And so there's not necessarily scholarship or loan options at this time. Our cost per hour is $399, which is about 30 to 40% cheaper than almost every other program. So
yeah,
the entire program
is
about $13,000. And of course, you can take one or two classes at a time and get it done anywhere from 2.5 to 4 or 5 years. And then what we've also done is made it so that if you don't want to pay it all up front, a free interest-free forepay. So you basically say, okay, this class is $1,200. And of course, there's some other fees associated with it, but you pay a quarter up front, you know, and you do that 4 times.
Okay.
And so we try to make sure that people aren't getting in debt to do this. And obviously, if you are capable and qualified, we'd love to have you as a director or a tutor in classical conversations. So of course, you can do that to help offset some of the cost as well, if you like.
Wow. I love this. I can tell you've thought through this very well. This is a streamlined program. It's exciting. So how can our listeners find out more about the Master of Arts in Classical Studies?
Yeah, you can go to our website. We called it ccdegrees.com, and that will send you to a page with some frequently asked questions, some videos, and just a lot more detail of the program. And of course, we have a customer service representative standing by to answer any questions that you might not find on the website, but we think we've pretty much thoroughly answered every question that we've been asked so far. So that's ccdegrees.com. And of course, that is kind of previewing that this isn't the last thing that we're doing. As I mentioned earlier, we're looking at that helping parents finish their BA degree as well, if that's something that they're interested in the future. And of course, we're always trying to stay on the forefront of innovation at Classical Conversations and the forefront of supporting homeschooling parents, because if you can support the homeschool parent, they're going to be successful homeschooling. And I think so many homeschool companies are targeting the children, like, oh, we want this to be fun for the children or good for the children. And that's great. You know, we think about the children as well, but what we think about is how do I empower this parent to do the best that they can for these children that God has given them, for these souls that God has specifically given to you to nurture. And so our focus has always been on the parents, and this is just another step in that direction.
Yes. Well, and I, as a homeschooling mom myself, I remember beginning the classical education journey with my kids and awakening to the ideas, to the knowledge, to the truth, to the virtue within the Christian classical education, within the great tradition, within the community, and in these organizations like CIRCE and CC, and just feeling like I was redeeming my own education and wanting more. And I did this Christian classical education thing that we're all doing. We're all in it together. And I did it as much for my own soul as I did it for my children. And it has changed me. And that is, I think, where so many homeschool moms, when they get to the end of their homeschooling journey, they're not done, right? They are growing. Their souls are growing. Their souls are being renewed and redeemed continually through Christian classical education. And I love that CC is making a way for these moms to do that vocationally, as well as, you know, on their own. So thank you so much for doing that. I'm curious, what kind of response have you had so far from the moms and the parents?
Yeah. It's been just overwhelming because we didn't know how the market, how the homeschool moms would respond to this, if this was necessarily something that they were looking forward. I know it wasn't something that anyone was really thinking about. And it's just been, I want to read this to you. It says, "Hi, Robert. I'm typing this with tears streaming down my face. I've been completely taken by surprise at this strong emotion. When I heard your announcement about the master's degree program, my heart danced. I haven't been able to stop crying. Classical Conversations has been and continues to be such a huge blessing to our family. 15 years ago, I walked away from a job I truly loved in corporate America at the height of my career. The Lord called me to homeschool my children, and I haven't been blessed 10 times over at this choice. All that said, the sacrifice is still real, both financially and emotionally. I loved tutoring Foundations Essentials and directing Challenge. I'm currently directing Challenge 2 with my oldest daughter and have a Challenge B child and two more kids in Foundations and Essentials. I would need a book to share all the ways that Classical Conversations has ministered to our family.
Wow.
To hear that you're now additionally looking after my well-being post-homeschooling, well, it's more than this mommy heart can handle. Words fail me." And so I've probably had over a dozen messages just like that one, whether it's to my Facebook account or Instagram or to my email, and just similar things seeing on some of our Facebook groups as well. So it's just been truly emotional for me just to see that this hit home for so many moms and dads, and just that society's gonna recognize the work that they do, because you read things on Twitter by people like Diane Ravitch, who says, "Can't wait for this virus to be over so all these students can get back to real teachers." Well, these are the real teachers. Absolutely. Nothing against anyone in a building that teaches. Of course, we know that that's extremely hard work. My wife taught in the public school for 8 years before we got married. So my hat's off to them, but we know that our homeschooling moms are real teachers as well. And
absolutely.
Now we'll have the paper to prove it.
I love hearing the emotion in your voice as you read that, because it shows this is not just another program for CC. This is not, or for any of us in the classical education world. It's not a corporate offering as much as it is a heart offering, and a way of crowning. We talk a lot about crowning in classical education. That Dante's journey in the Divine Comedy ends with him moving into paradise, being crowned. "I crown and mitre you, Lord, of yourself," and to be able to crown a mother and enable her to be seen. And to equip her to make this a long-term vocation, and to take that service and leadership she's given to our family out into the world is—it's a really special thing. And I can hear in this conversation that this is more than a program to you; it's your heart.
yeah, homeschooling parents have always been our heart, and parents in general, because we think God's called and given those children to you for a specific reason. And so we just try to honor him and honor parents. And I think this is another way to do that in a way that's really exciting and really unique.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert. Well, and as we're closing up on this this podcast, I wanted to ask you also a little bit more generally just about CC. There's many of our listeners, our community of homeschoolers are growing, either temporarily or long term. And I've talked to many, many parents who are homeschooling through the pandemic, not by choice, but falling in love with it and seeing its benefit to their family and considering doing it long term. So for those listeners who are looking for a homeschooling community, how can they find CC as they make those important decisions for the 2020 to 21 school year?
Yeah, that's great. Of course, you can go to our website, classicalconversations.com, and then go to community search. And that will find a local program near you run by a homeschool parent just like you, who we've empowered and equipped to continue on the Christian classical tradition in your area and give you that hands-on experience. We, of course, also have made a lot of our materials available for free. And you can go to our website, classicalconversations.com/COVID. To get those. And of course, we always have an interesting relationship with technology, but we do have an app for our foundations program, which is kindergarten through sixth grade. And that's usually, I think, $16.99 or $15.99. And we've actually made that free as well. And you can download that on the Android or the Apple Store. And of course, as we're all practicing our social distancing at this time, having an educational app available is beneficial. Not the best way to learn at that age, but another way to make sure that they're continuing to stay engaged in this pandemic and time where we're all just trying to do our best to love God, love our neighbors, and to deal with the current situation we find ourselves in.
Wow. That's good. So go look on the website, and we'll be praying for y'all, Robert, as you move forward with, I mean, gosh, you're navigating through COVID, starting new programs, doing all the things.
Well, if God's good, this didn't surprise them. And our responsibility is to help those who we can, mourn with those who mourn, but also an eye on the future, because we know that this will pass and that we want to just fulfill everything that God's called us to. And so we don't stop moving towards his calling, but we just keep going. And so that's what we've been doing. Some people said, why'd you announce this exciting program during this time? And it's like, well, we got to have hope for the future. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this, no one's super excited about what we're going through right now as a country. And there's, of course, a lot of questions and things that need to be discussed after this is all done. But we know that it is going to be done. Or Jesus is going to come back, which would be awesome too.
I know. Either one. Maybe,
either one. But we really just continue to look and just give people hope that, look, we're all in this together right now, but it will be finished, and we've got exciting things ahead for you and your family.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And thank you to our listeners. If you like what you hear, please review us wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe to Form a Journal. We're busily planning another issue. And we'll catch you next time with more contemplations on the intersection of classical thought and contemporary culture.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.